Okay, so the topic of my presentation is basically the heat sensitivity of the reproductive development. And the idea is that the reproduction is one of the most sensitive phases of plants' life cycle to elevated temperatures. And high temperatures are known to reduce the seed set in a number of economically important grasses through the reduction in tillers, spikelets, and florets. Moreover, temperatures above 34 degrees also cause the pollen abortion in wheat, maize, barley, and rice. So, but in contrast to the agronomically important species, we don't know much about the heat sensitivity of wild species, with an exception of the Arabidopsis, obviously. As far as we know that the enzyme systems, as well as phenology and the membranes, and the membrane structures, they adapt to the thermal conditions, to the environmental stress. We might hypothesize that actually sister species, like closely related species that occupy distinct habitats, they might have distinct, different sensitivities to the elevated temperatures. So during this study, we looked at the heat sensitivity of the reproductive development of two closely related Bromus species. So these species are invasive species and really aggressive ones. So they are considered to be two of the most aggressive invaders of North America. So, and they're also known to be to have distinct rangers and distinct, they have distinct distributions and distinct dominance zones. Also, when we did the field survey in the Mojave Desert region, we also saw that these species have distinct distributions along the elevational gradient. So while Bromus rubens was abundant at low elevation sites, Bromus tuctorum was abundant at high elevation sites above 1,200 meters. So what we did, we exposed both species, like four populations from each species, to three temperature regimes during their flowering, and then looked at the seed set, tillering, the pollen abortion, changes in the anther development, and the cell division. So what we saw is at the moderate heat stress, we saw reductions in the seed set in both species, yet it was due to the reduced number of florets and not to the pollen abortion. Moreover, we also saw that Bromus tuctorum was more heat sensitive than Bromus rubens. And may I remind you that Bromus rubens is dominant at low elevation sites. So at 36 degrees, when they were flowering 36 degrees, we saw elimination of the seed set in both species due to the pollen abortion. So the pollen abortion was 100% at 36 degrees, and the seed set was zero. So basically, those species have the same threshold for the reproductive development due to the pollen abortion. Interestingly, when we plotted the invasive zones, so may I remind you, it's not the, I'm not talking about the elevational differences, it's the latitudinal differences. So when we plotted the dominant zones of Bromus tuctorum, which is in light green color, and Bromus rubens is in dark green color, and also the isoclines, when we created the isoclines for maximum temperatures during their flowering, in these regions, so for Bromus tuctorum it would be April, and for Bromus rubens it's March. We saw the correlation between the southern ranges of this species and the isoclines. So basically, we might say that yes, the reproduction has something to do with the southern ranges of this species, but probably the reproduction is not the major factor that is responsible for the range separation, because when we looked actually at the sympatric zones, and we saw a couple of them in the Mojave Desert, we didn't see differences in their flowering in these particular regions. So yes, the reproduction has something to do with this, but it's not the major cause of these, of the separation of these species. So, and for more details, you can see my poster, which was traveling throughout the room a couple of times. So now I think it's at P10. Thank you.